WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Harry Graves and Dave Keller.
Good evening, everybody. Harry Graves here. Tonight, Dave Keller is a grandpa, and he's celebrating that. So I've got Matt Kaplan here at his elbow again. And we're going to be bringing you the game between the Unitigo Spartans and the Oneonta High School Yellow Jackets. This game being brought to you from Oneonta High School. You're listening to sports, live sports on your station for sports, WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections, to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery can also help touch up your landscaping project with bulk designer mulch, available in three different colors, not to mention stone, gravel, top soil, cobbles, sand, and fill. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Hungry? Okay, stop by Doughboy's Pizza on Main Street in Sydney. Randy and the gang have got something for everyone in the family. Hot and cold subs, including chicken and meatball farm subs, and the new steak sub. Boneless wings, chicken wing rolls, and tasty salads, too. Choose from 10 specialty pies like chicken cordon bleu pizza, barbecue beef, and chicken wing pizza, and Randy's popular stuffed pizza. Every day, get two slices and a soda for just $4.50. There's free delivery within 3 miles. So if you're hungry, call Doughboy's Pizzeria, Main Street in Sydney, 563-2269. That's 563-2269.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves, along with Matt Kaplan, back here at OHS, Oneonta High School. Tonight's kickoff show is being brought to you by the fine folks at Chambers and O'Hara Truck and Auto Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, for the very best in pre-owned trucks, cars, SUVs, and minivans, all backed up by expert service. See the sales professionals or give them a call, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, the players, and the fans the very best in tonight's game and throughout the season. Well, Mr. Matt, this is one of those nights when they switched it. It was going to be a 7 o'clock start, then it was going to be a 7:15 start, and then at the last second they switched it back to a 7 o'clock start. So we are off and running. The ball is going to be end over end on the ground, and it will be snared down in there by number 27 for the Oneonta Yellow Jackets, and immediately we have a player who is our mystery man on the field. So hopefully I read that one wrong and my eyes are playing tricks on me. But the run back will come back to the 45, and that's about as far as they're going to go. It will be OHS ball from there.
Excellent field position on the kickoff, Harry. I don't know if they were trying to squib it, but I guess that's how it turned out.
So the ball will be kept on the ground. No significant running room at all. The quarterback in the ball game tonight for the OHS Yellow Jackets will be Brandon Lord. He wears number 3, and Lord is 6'3", 165-pound junior. He has Scott Conrad, Bryce Wooden, and Jacob Mikatin in the backfield. And we have flags are going to be thrown before they will get another opportunity to do anything.
Yeah, you know what, Harry? I mean, it's that winter tinge that's coming through in the beginning of November. It's getting cold out. Cheerleaders are screaming. The fans are screaming. It's the beginning of the game. It's really exciting. It's tough to just keep your composure and just go when the snap is the ball.
It's going to be against the Unitigo Spartans. Somebody got offside, and that will mean that it will bring up a second and about three, and the ball is going to be kept on the ground. And a very short gain as they'll get up very close to first down territory, but not quite.
You know, Harry, that was a very chicanerous play going on there. He originally tried to dive down the middle and then say, no, you on the side, you can get it.
So Lord this time is going to go to the second man through. That is going to be number 21, Skylar Thompson, according to my statistics. Skylar Thompson manages to get across for about a three-yard gain as he's down across the 45 to about the 42-yard line.
And Thompson was able to follow the big, big, big Bryce Wooden, 6'3", 205. It's like following a fast lineman in there.
First and 10. The man is going to be moving in the backfield. That's Jacob Mikatin. The handoff will go in there to Mikatin. He'll get no running room whatsoever. And we're going to have a loss on that play of about a yard.
And it was Kevin Thayer who got very good penetration in the backfield, able to not be fooled by the dive or by the jet sweep motion, and got him a good tackle for a loss.
We'll pick up the rest of the starting lineup as we go through here. 10-13 on the clock, first period of play. The ball will once again go to number 31. That is Bryce Wooden, a senior, 6'3", 205 pounds, gets back to the line of scrimmage and not much more. They're going to bounce him back for a yard or two, and when the officials finally spot the football down, it will be right at the 45, and that will mean it's going to be third down and 12.
Great tackle by Cody Smith, number 5. He's also the captain of this game. A linebacker, 6'1", 180. Great form tackle.
Mikatin in motion again, but this time the ball will be kept in there by Lord. Lord drops back, looks for an open man, does not find one, then tries to go to the left side. He'll get about 3 yards on the pickup, but he will be stopped, and it will be fourth and about 9 from the 41.
And he was dropped by a couple of tackles. He was dropped by Leland Slauson and Justin Fisher, both very large and very fast offensive linemen.
Coming up tomorrow, it will be 2 Class C playoff games from Ty Cobb Stadium at Union Endicott. Look out, dropping back is going to be Lord. Lord puts one in the air, and it goes forever, and it will be complete. Grabbed down there by Marcus Delgado. So Marcus Delgado, number 82, manages to bring that ball down. And it is going to be a touchdown, and that one coming at 8:49.
And you know what, Harry? It's kind of surprising that that was the first pass of the game by Lord. That was a beautifully thrown ball to Delgado, who's also a captain today. 6'3", 190-pound senior. He's not a very small target, so, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they tried to do that the rest of the game.
That happened to be a 41-yard completed forward pass. Just absolutely beautiful. But the kick for the PAT will not go through the upright, so this ball game is going to be at 6-0 as we have ourselves 8:49 in the first period of play. So their first blood is drawn by the Yellow Jackets. And you are listening to football on a Friday evening on your station for sports, WCDO.
Shop the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich and save on everything for your home, including furniture for every room, mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, and American Bedding, tools, home decor, sports collectibles and decor, plus so much more. Gift certificates, financing, and delivery are all available. And the catalog outlet's casual, hassle-free atmosphere with good old customer service when you need it is a real treat. So shop the catalog outlet store nearest you, all open 7 days a week at Martin Brook and Railroad Street, Unadilla, 357 Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and on State Highway 12 in North Norwich, or go online to catalogoutletonline.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Terry Graves and Matt Kaplan, we have ourselves a 6-0 ball game. The OHS Yellow Jackets leading the Unitego Spartans. The ball is going to be teed up by number 85, Matt Robinson. He's a sophomore kicker. He approaches the ball, and it's going to be a low little squib kick, and it will be grabbed down at about the 31 or 32. There were whistles on the play, so and a flag I see.
Harry, what I think it was offsides. One of the Yellow Jackets must have been ahead of him when he kicked the ball. And it appears that's what it is, so they're going to back it up.
There are a number of games going on around the area today. We will be having a game down, among the teams that you would recognize. It will be Unadilla Valley Edmiston playing down in Hancock, New York, against the Deposit Hancock team. And Oxford is taking on Windsor down at Windsor. That game got underway a little bit ago. Well, they're going to tee the ball back up after 5 yards are marched off. This time Robinson gets a booming kick. It is going to hit at the 5-yard line, and very wisely they will allow that ball to go into the end zone. Kellen Comenda was down there, but the sophomore looked up at it and says, if you think I'm going to get creamed way back deep in my territory, you got another thing coming. So as a result, the Unitego Spartans will find that ball placed down at the 20-yard line, and they will start from there.
Very interesting how faults turned out to be a good thing to happen for this Yellow Jacket team.
So it is going to be Tyler Butler in the backfield. He'll be the quarterback along with Tanner Carley, and it's going to be Kellen Comenda, Jake Jones in the background. Look out. The ball is going to be kept on the ground, and it'll be great running room, and they're going to get up near the midfield area. And now a flag was thrown very, very, very late. That tells me it's going to be a personal foul.
Yeah, and Harry, that was one of my favorite plays in football. It's just the standard read. The quarterback reads the end's eyes. If the end comes and bends down, the quarterback will take off and usually get a good run.
Great run that time by Tanner Carley. He gets the first down. They will be across the midfield stripe at the 48-yard line, and then the penalty is going to be tacked on at that point. So that will move the ball all the way down to the 32-yard line. Personal foul against the OHS Yellow Jackets.
A 48-yard gain, Harry, on their first play from scrimmage. Very interesting.
It is going to be Tyler Butler. This time he wants to scramble. Ooh, he can't find an open man. And then he tries to go through the line. Coming in there very quickly is going to be Bryce Wooden, among others, to bring him down.
And he had number 9, Kellen Comenda, the running back at 5'10", 145, in perfect pitch relationship with him. Maybe next time we'll see if he pitches it off to him.
8:16, the clock is running. Jordan Mayo is the center tonight. The guards will be Leland Slauson and Alex Wally. The tackles will be Kyle Short and Isaiah Johnson. And two of the men doing the receiving will be Cody Smith and Travis Woods, but we're likely to see others in there. Tanner Carley with that big run, but the ball was going in the other direction to number 8. That is going to be... Get it down. That was Tyler Butler on a quarterback keeper. So Butler manages to get a great run. He faked out everybody that time as he put the ball into the gut of Tanner Carley. All sorts of blue uniforms jumped on Carley, and Butler went down for a long gain.
And just like that last play, Harry, it's just your typical replay, and it's such a pain in the butt for the defensive lineman because they think you're giving it to someone else, and then you just take off.
7:42 showing. Travis Woods way out to one side, off on the near side, another one of his teammates, but the ball is going to be kept on the ground. A good run in there by Tanner Carley, getting it back about to the line of scrimmage, not much farther than that. And it will bring up second and goal to go.
And that was excellent penetration by Michael Vergari, the senior captain today. He's 5'11", 225, a very big fellow, very big presence in the middle.
Second down, about 8.
But it appears the way this quarterback is running, you don't really need a big presence in the middle. These linebackers, they need to know where he's going.
Travis Woods off to one side. Van Alstine off to the near side. This time the target will be Woods. And the ball by the powerful arm of Tyler Butler was a little bit overthrown that time. Woods went way up in the air, straight up, trying to land down in fair territory. The ball was overthrown, and if he'd gone out to get the ball, he would have come down out of bounds.
Yeah, you know what, Harry? It's tough to overthrow someone who's 6 foot six, but next time he's not going to do that, you can tell.
Travis Woods has been an excellent target all season long. 6'6", 176 pounds. Butler coming in. This time he'll pitch it back to Van Alstine. David Van Alstine, left side of the line, will get inside the five. He's down to about the three.
And David Van Alstine, it's funny, we were just talking about Travis Woods at 6'6". David Van Alstine is 5'5", 125 pounds. But man, that kid can fly.
You don't want to say the Mutt and the Jeff of this routine. One of them tall and lanky, and the other one short and rather diminutive, I think is the word we want to use. Fourth and goal to go from about the 2 yard line. The Unitego Spartans trailing in this ballgame 6-0. Would like to change that right here. Butler comes up, still standing tall, looks left and right, then goes on the ground, and it looks to me like it's going to be Tanner Carley for a touchdown. As that ball punched through, and I want to say that's number 32, and man, I can't tell. I did not see him come up off the bottom of the pile, but that was coming from the fullback position.
But you know what, Harry?
Yep, they say Tanner Carley.
Yep. Harry, great decision. I mean, the whole time, the quarterback was just taking the ball and running it over to the side. But they said, they think they got us? Well, they don't. So we're going to go right down the middle and see what happens.
Tanner Carley goes ahead and gets the first down and the touchdown. Then the PAT attempt is going to be up, and it's no good. It's going to be just a little squibbler kick that went actually under the crossbar. You don't see that too often. So we have ourselves a 6-6 ball game. The Unitego Spartans in town to take on the Oneonta High School Yellow Jackets. And we are at 6-6 at 5:57 of the first period. You're listening to your station for sports, WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley, just off Route 8 in Sydney, proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind area fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and softwoods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half a mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Harry Graves, along with Matt Kaplan, Cody Nichols is going to be doing the kicking, and he gets a good boot away, but there are whistles all over the place, and we see one of those little yellow handkerchiefs over on the far side. I believe it will be against the Unitego Spartans, so we'll probably see 5 yards marched off against them and then another kick.
And you know what, Harry? I think this is the first time in my 21 years of watching football since coming out of the womb that I've seen two offside penalties not only in the same game, in the same quarter on kickoffs.
Not against the same team.
No, thank God.
Class C playoff doubleheader tomorrow. We will have a noon game and another game at 3 o'clock. We'll tell you more about it later on. Low kick is going to be grabbed down by Bryce Wooden. He cannot cleanly field it. He was very fortunate to be able to fall on it at that point. And the OHS Yellow Jackets will take over on the 39-yard line back in their own territory.
Yeah, and Harry, I guess it's their strategy. They're going to try to squib it. Maybe Oneonta has a very good, very dangerous kick returner in their arsenal, but maybe that's what they're trying to do.
Now, quick set, and the handoff is going to be kept on the ground. Bryce Wooden, why do I want to keep saying Bruce, gets across the 40, up to the 43, 44-yard line before he is finally stopped. That's a pickup, we'll call it five, second and five.
And you know what, Harry, that was one of the quicker handoffs I've seen. He gets the ball and just goes, whoosh, it's yours, I don't want it.
Wait until you see some of the running backs tomorrow for Green. They are so explosive, very fast. The ball kept on the ground. This time it is going to be number, I want to say 37. We'll have to check that. It is. It's going to be Nick Giovagnoli, I guess it is. And he will get up for the first down as he's close to the 50-yard line.
Excellent form tackle by the senior, number 32, Tanner Carley.
Ball kept on the ground. It's going to be Wooden again, and Wooden just eats it up. He'll pick up five. There will probably give him six as the ball is inside the 45 down to the 44. 5 minutes on the clock. Period number one, tie ball game, 6-6. The OHS Yellow Jackets on the move. They send a man in motion. It is going to be number 13 in there. That is Mikaton, this time going from right to left. The ball will be kept on the ground, short yardage, but it looks like it will be enough for the first down. And now the signal goes, and the linesmen move those chains.
And, Harry, as you say that, I want to inform you that the Windsor High School is playing Oxford High School over at Windsor, and the score is right now 18-6 Windsor in the third quarter with an O'Malley 43-yard touchdown run.
Windsor has had their troubles this year. They've not had their best year in their career. Ball kept on the ground. It will be Nick Giovagnoli. He picks up about five as he will get down to the 35-yard line.
And that's one of those runs that Nick wishes he can just get back. He had a shoestring tackle on him, but he could tell that if he could just high-step the defender, he was going to go for quite a long distance.
Giovagnoli, a senior. Mikaton goes in motion. The ball is going to be pitched back to him. He will be run out of bounds at about the 32-yard line. He wants to cut that corner, but he wasn't able to make the turn. One of the things that you will see with Coach Adam Hoover in this ball game, he's playing a lot of people. Instead of just going with the starting 11, he's getting a lot of guys in there.
Well, you know, Harry, it's towards the end of the season, so you definitely want to play everybody. And also, it is bitter cold.
Oh, come on. What are you going to do when it really gets cold? Ball kept on the ground. It's Wooden again. Wooden across the 30. This will probably be enough for the first down. There's the signal from the white cap, and down go the chains. So the ball will be on the 29, first and 10 OHS.
You know what I'm going to do when it really gets cold? I'm going to go play basketball.
You know, you can talk about it being cold. We still have some of those members of the coaching staff here in shorts tonight.
Yep.
They're earning their time. And then it's really funny because not very far away, there's a guy in the sidelines with a blanket around his shoulders. Man, Mikaton goes in motion. The ball will be kept on the ground to Wooden. Wooden, left side of the line, finally makes the turn and starts upfield, picks up about seven as he will be inside the 30 now.
Man, this Wooden kid, he just turns his legs and fights for every single inch.
Love to see good accomplishments. 6-6 ball game for those of you who have just joined us. Unitego at OHS tonight. First quarter action, 6-6 tie. Ball going to the second man through, and that is going to once again be Giovagnoli. And this time, the 175-pound senior manages to get up very close to first down territory, but they say not quite. It will bring up a third and one.
And Giovagnoli, he was able to get so many yards because everyone is just keying on Wooden. Wooden, the big senior, Giovagnoli, the not-so-big senior, was able to slip past the defenders.
With that, one of the coaches on the near sideline sees something he doesn't quite like, and he'll call timeout. So we have a pause in the action. Oneonta High School taking the timeout on the near sideline. 6-6 ball game, Unitego at OHS. You're listening to your station for sports, WCDO.
This is Nancy from the Trackside Diner in Sydney, inviting you to come in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner 7 days a week. Whether you're in the mood for one of our daily specials, a great cup of coffee and conversation, or even breakfast in the middle of the day, the Trackside Diner is the place to be. And for your convenience, we also offer delivery for orders of $10 or more. So dine with us today at 88 Main Street, right next to the railroad tracks in Sydney, or give us a call at 563-3737.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Harry Graves and Matt Kaplan back here at OHS. I want to take this opportunity to say a big thank you to all of the sponsors who made these broadcasts possible this season. The season's not over yet, but it is winding down. The ball will be kept on the ground, and the poor man who had it that time is going to be pounded up. The ball, let's see, it is going to be once again our buddy Gio Vagnoli, and he has to work hard to get it this time. He'll get down inside the 20-yard line. That's going to be good for the first down. Ball spotted down at about the 17. First and 10 for the Jackets there.
He works hard for the money. He works hard for it, honey.
Ooh, look out. The ball will be kept on the ground as Lord that time went to number 31, Bryce Wooden, and Wooden just exploded through a hole that he had in front of him. He'll pick up five.
You know what, Harry? By the looks of this, it looks like Wooden is the jab and Gio Vagnoli is the cross.
No problem. You do whatever will work for you. 2 minutes on the clock, opening quarter. The ball kept on the ground again, and it's back to Wooden. Wooden this time finds a big hole and tries to move through it. He has collapsed on by two or three different Unitigo Spartans. Kevin Thayer is one of them who is in there, along with Isaiah Johnson.
And you know what, Harry, I saw up front on the offensive line, Mark Cole had a terrific push on his man, the senior, 225-pound, 6'2", really got it done.
First and goal to go from inside the 5, 1:36 showing on the clock. Gain on that play of about a yard, as that's all they could get. It'll be second and goal to go.
And they are knock, knock, knocking on the touchdown's door. They can smell the touchdown through this winter tinge, and they're trying to get in.
Brandon Lord, standing high, looking up and down the line, first left, then right, and now he's going to go on the ground again, and I do believe that will be Wooden, and I do believe that will be a touchdown, as you can tell from the fans. So the OHS Yellow Jackets have now managed to go up by a 12-6 score.
Yes, they have, Harry. And it's all because of the big offensive line getting a great push and that 1-2 punch that the OHS has today. And they've just been playing great ball on the ground. They don't even need to pass it. Sometimes when you don't need to, you don't.
That one coming at 1:06 of the first period. The ball is on the ground. It is going to be up and no good. The kicker again was going to be Matt Robinson. Robinson, a 6'3 sophomore, 165 pounds. He had it plenty high enough that time, but it was not lined up the way he wanted it. So we have a pause in the action. 12-6, Oneonta is our score over the Unitigo Spartans. You're listening to your station for sports, WCDO.
We're specialists in you. Robert Zykamp Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
12-6 is our score. The OHS Yellow Jackets drawing first blood and then coming back to break that 6-6 tie and move up 12-6. Now Matt Robinson will tee up the ball at the 45, excuse me, at the 40-yard line. Very interesting as he steps off running steps, big, long running steps. He'll start from back at the 29-yard line, approach that ball, and he gets distance. It bounds on the 4 and goes into the end zone, and once again, Kellen Komenda looks at that ball and lets it roll all the way into the end zone, and they'll come out to the 20. That didn't deter Unitego last time as the Spartans started at the 20 and ended up hitting pay dirt a few plays later.
And you know what, Harry, the quarterback, he really got on his high horse and just booked it all the way down the field.
Tyler Butler in at quarterback again. The ball comes back. He wants to pass. Oh, he has got a target in Kellen Komenda, but Komenda at the 50-yard line cannot hang on to the ball.
And you know what? I commend his performance because he got really good separation from his defender, but it just slipped right through the tips of his fingers.
He is so frustrated at himself. He puts his hands on his helmet as he runs back and says, I can't believe I dropped that.
But you know what, Harry? That's going to happen on a cold evening like this.
You got it. It would happen on a warm evening, but particularly on a cold evening. 1 minute even, showing on the clock, period number one. Butler has a spread-out formation this time. Ooh, he looks to the left. Now he runs, and he's not going to be able to make the turn. Somebody reaches up and gets an arm on him about at the line of scrimmage as he was just about ready to head back upfield.
Now, Harry, that was a design counterplay. He looks to the right but says, Oneonta, nah, I'm not going this way. I'm going to the left. But good for Oneonta. They stayed base. And they were able to get the tackle in the backfield.
That's exactly what you want to see. If you're on defense, you don't get faked out. Split off to the near side this time. It is going to be Cody Smith. Everybody else is off to the left.
And Cody Smith is in single coverage, and he's a very big target.
Butler now takes the snap. Ooh, somebody's going to be back on him, and Tyler Butler goes down hard. The man who was first in to get him was number 30, Zach Pigeon, 6'4", 185-pound senior. He slowed Butler down, and then everybody collapsed in on him.
Terrific team defense, Harry. After he got him, I saw Francis Thomas, the 5'9", 170-pound senior, get in there. I saw two other kids from Oneonta get in there. It was a great gang tackle.
And with that, you hear the horn sound, and that means the end of period number one. OHS leads it by a 12-6 score over the Unitego Spartans. You're listening to Friday Night Football on WCDO.
If you use propane, here's how to use it wisely. Call Morabito. We offer our propane customers some significant benefits. We don't add fees and surcharges to your bill. We provide automatic delivery and payment options to best fit your needs. It's the smarter way to put the power of propane to work for you. Call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. For propane, think Morabito.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Punting situation for the Unitego Spartans. The ball way up in the air. Marcus Delgado comes in at the Unitego 39-yard line. And he goes down to his knees and takes a fair catch on that very quickly. And with that, the Yellow Jackets take over an excellent field position at the 38-yard line. Ball kept on the ground in there, and it will be no great running room, but really pretty darn good running room at the same time. Lord goes off in there, to, I didn't know.
I think that was Bryce Wooden, Harry.
You say Wooden? Okay, I'll never argue with that. Wooden picking up about 8 yards as he'll get up to the 30-yard line. Sometimes you can be distracted by the field announcer. This time, there's no doubt about it. It's definitely Wooden. Wooden going to be met at the line of scrimmage and then pushed back from there. But it looks to me like he has the first down as he will get down to about the 27-yard line. And now they'll go ahead and make that call and say, okay, guys, move those chains.
And as Wooden gets the first down, over at the Windsor game, Oxford just scored a 29-yard touchdown pass from Smith to Pearson, and the score is now 18-12 Windsor in the beginning of the fourth quarter.
Woo! As we said, that game is in the fourth quarter because it started at 6 o'clock tonight. It was an early starting contest, and I have no explanation why. 11-11 is the time, or 11-11 is the time, second period of play. And with that, it is going to be, handoff in there to number 23, Scott Conrad. Conrad off the man moving that time, and it moved well for him as he found a hole, went through it, gets down to about the 15-yard line, and it's going to be another first down for the Yellow Jackets.
And Scott Conrad, at the 5'11", 170-pound junior, just came around in jet sweep motion. Usually when the Yellow Jackets do that, they hand off. I would like to see them from now on use that motion to try to lure some defenders to get some more room up the middle.
That was a pretty play. The ball kept on the ground, and it will be in there, too. This time it is going to be number 37. And we talked about before, Nick Giovagnoli. And Giovagnoli picking up about 7 as he will get down to the 10-yard line.
Now, Harry, it looks like that almost everybody on this Oneonta team, except for the linemen, can run the ball.
It's very interesting. This season, to some extent, has frustrated me. We'll talk about it later. Man goes in motion. That's going to be Conrad, and the ball will be kept on the ground, and we are going to have another OHS touchdown, and guess who it's going to be a touchdown for? Number 31, Mr. Wooden. So with that, Bryce Wooden going on in, making it an 18-6 score here in period number 2.
And Harry, as you say that, like what I said before, they sent a man in jet sweep motion. It drew not only one, but I think it drew two linebackers and a corner. And they were able to get a touchdown.
Tough, tough pass this time as that ball will be fired into the end zone. They'll give up on the kicking game and go to the passing game. They'll go in there to tight end Marcus Delgado, and Delgado will get the two-point conversion. And our score now goes up to 20-6 OHS over the Unitigo Spartans on your station for sports, WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, Mr. Kaplan, I said that this season had frustrated me a little bit because when you look at comparative scores, who beat who and how badly they beat them by, this does not look like it should be a lopsided game at all. It should be even, Steven. Oh, look out. This could be it right here. The ball is going to be kicked high into the air, way downfield by Matt Robinson. Robinson is going to have the ball received by Kellen Komenda. And Komenda gets all the running room he needs. For a minute, you thought it was going to be all the way to pay dirt. He will be hit at the 45 and brought down there. And trust me, it was the last man between him and a whole lot of open field.
And on that play, Justin Fisher, the junior for Unitigo, threw a great block to get him some room.
So the ball will be snapped back to Butler. Butler's going to keep it himself. He can't find the big hole that he wants. He'll get down to about the 48-yard line and then take a reverse ride backwards. But on forward progress, he'll pick up about 3 yards. So with that, we have 9:44 showing on the clock. Remember, if you want to hear any of our games, you have people out of the area, and they want to hear that touchdown again, all of our games in 2011 are archived. So you go to WCDOradio.com, go to the sports tab, then to the audio archives, and click and listen. So the ball will be kept on the ground again. Very quick handoff going from Tyler Butler to the man coming through behind him. That was going to be Tanner Carley, but Carley will get no appreciative running space at all, and he will be stopped after a gain of a very short yard.
Nah, Harry, he totally got nailed. And in the Oxford-Windsor game, Wonka had a 45-yard touchdown run with 9 minutes left to put Oxford up 19-18 over Windsor.
So 19-18, and it's still going on?
And it's still going
on. It will be a dandy of a contest. Remember, they're in the fourth quarter down in Windsor, early starting ball game. We are right here in the second period of play. Tyler Butler goes to Kellen Komenda. Good for the first down. Good for about a 15-yard pickup down inside the 40-yard line in OHS territory.
And Komenda, he looked like he was on his own little island with almost no Oneonta defenders near him. He could have had a sandwich. He could have made lunch for tomorrow. Could have made lunch for his team. He just sat there and caught the ball.
Yeah, but he didn't have the opportunity to run to the end zone. That's the only thing that he didn't have time to do. First and 10 from the 36-yard line for the Unitego Spartans. Butler going to keep it on the ground. Ooh, hit hard that time is Tanner Carley. Poor Carley. He's a 186-pounder. He's not a small guy, but somebody in the interior line for OHS just creamed him.
And you know what? That was Bryce Wood in the 6'3", 205-pound senior. This is one of his last games, so he's going to play his heart out.
Cody Smith splits out to the right side. Wide open play this time, but again, they're going to try to go to Carley, and it will not be any running room at all as Tanner Carley is going to be stopped at the line of scrimmage.
You know what, Harry? I give this defensive line a lot of credit. They're not allowing themselves to get pushed back in the linebacker's laps, and they're getting great penetration when they need to, and when they don't need to, they're swarming to the ball.
Well, I'll tell you, they also didn't let themselves get faked out. Even though the Unitego Spartans opened up that formation a whole lot, it didn't mean that the defenders were looking for anything other than the ground game, and they read it perfectly that time. Cody Smith out to the far side. Travis Woods to the near side. Snap goes back to Butler. He'll put it in the air. It is not the prettiest pass in the whole world. Intended down there for David Van Alstyne. Van Alstyne had a man right with him. And it was not a great pass, so there wasn't a real opportunity for Van Alstyne to go up and grab that ball. It falls down, long strike, fourth down and about 11.
Yeah, but that was tough. He had Scott Conrad right on his tail. But the thing is, if Scott Conrad just turned around, easy pick.
It's absolutely true. The thing of it is, when you're down there watching the man, you've got too darn many things to look for.
Exactly.
Van Alstyne goes into motion. Dropping back is going to be Butler. Oh, somebody manages to get through, but Butler manages also to have a complete forward pass. Good for the first down as he will get down to the 20. And I do believe that it was Kellen Komenda in there who managed to just gather that one in. And again, you were talking before how he had so much time to make lunch. That time, there wasn't anybody around him, but he stepped out of bounds. And that was one of those things. There was nobody around him.
Right, right. But you know what? He made a great pass, and he works great on his feet. If he rolls out to the right, rolls out to the left, he ends up completing more passes than he does in the pocket.
So now, here we go. First and 10, Unitego Spartans. The ball will be in there to Van Alstyne. David Van Alstyne managed to take the handoff in there from Tyler Butler and get creamed almost immediately as somebody managed to get a hand on him. I believe it was Marcus Delgado. Delgado, 6'3", 190 pounds, just got an arm on him and just whipped him around. And remember, he's not the biggest guy on the team, so he can get whipped around pretty easily.
And I hope I'm not the only one who caught this, but it looked like he almost tried to fake it to a pulling guard coming down in the trap. That would have been very interesting.
Second and we'll call it 11. Cody Smith split out to the right side. Van Alstyne goes into motion, dropping back as Butler. This time a much better pass right into the hands of Travis Woods. So Travis Woods that time was the target way down in the left corner. That play started back at the 21, so it is a 21-yard pass that goes in there to Woods, and that will now make our score 20 to 12.
Harry, terrific pitch and catch. Travis Woods, as we said earlier, one of the biggest guy on the team. 6'6", 176 pounds. If he was 5'6", that still would have been a good pass.
Kick by Cody Nichols will not be through. So the kick was attempted in there by Nichols, but he just didn't have, I don't think that time, either the height or the trajectory for that one. So as a result, we have ourselves a 20-12 score. That's right where it stays. And up on the clock, you see an even 6 minutes, period number two. On your station for sports, WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning in Sydney. Just like in 2006, I am here to assist my friends, neighbors, and community during this difficult time. Give me a call at 349-0831 for a solution to all your heating needs, residential or business. From hot water heater and furnace insulation to air duct cleaning, tear-outs, and restoration, no job is too big or small for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Please call 349-0831.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Gary Graves and Matt Kaplan back here at OHS on a Friday night, approaching the football, and it's going to be a low end-over-end kick that'll be picked up by number 31, Bryce Wooden. That was one of the infamous onside kicks that didn't go very far, and as a result, the OHS Yellow Jackets will have the ball at about the 43-yard line.
And you know what, Harry, aside from the touchbacks, both teams have been getting the ball with great field position off kickoffs. I don't know what it is about these teams, but they really just don't want to kick it off.
I'm telling you, looking at Robinson, the kicker for Oneonta, man, does he get put into those. So the ball will be kept on the ground again, and it's going to be Wooden one more time. This time he'll be across the 45, gain of about 3, possibly 4 on that, as he will be up to the 47-yard line.
That was another very hard run by Wooden, and if it ain't broke, don't fix it, Harry. It seems to be working the whole game, so.
Great call on that one. Brandon Lord sends a man in motion, and he will go into the gut of Jacob Mikatin. Mikatin takes the left corner, turns around, goes upfield, could very well have the first down as he's forced out of bounds. And the chain marker goes a-flying on the far sideline. And now they say, move those chains on up. First down, Jackets.
And that was a great open field tackle by Cody Nichols, the junior from the Unitego Spartans. He just got to him, wrapped him up, and drove through and drove him out of bounds.
So we have a 20-12 score as OHS leads the Unitego Spartans. Oh, with the ball right now, Brandon Lord throws that ball the full length of the field. Coming in underneath it is going to be number 82. That is going to be Marcus Delgado. We've seen him before. He goes way up in the air. completion down inside the 15-yard line at about the 13. First and 10, Oneata.
And he got up in the air and snatched that right over Dan Sheldon, who is 6'3". Not easy to do, but Delgado for himself is 6'2", so it's really not that big of a deal, I guess.
Mikatin goes in motion, and the ball will not be going into his gut, but will be kept on the ground as Bryce Wooden will rumble straight forward with it, picking up about three as he will get to the 10-yard line.
You know, I really like what Oneonta is doing with their offense. They're going down low. They're using jet sweep to draw the defenders. They're going outside. They're throwing the ball. They're really trying to keep this Unitigo defense off of its guard.
Mikatin off on the right side. The ball will go on the ground to Wooden on the left side. He'll get down to about the 5-yard line. It will be very close to first down territory. We may see a measurement here. Now they're going to eyeball across there, and they will say, nope, a little bit short this time. So as a result, it will be third, and we'll call it one.
Yes, we will, and that was a very strong run, and you can tell that he wants to put it in the end zone so bad, and he's going to.
Brandon Lord inside the 5-yard line. Ooh, long count. And he gets up clapping that time because he used the cadence that just drew Unitigo offside. So the ball will be moved down half the distance to the goal line. So now it's down, we'll call it the two.
Too long one, yeah.
You could see him, Lord, that time when he stood up after the whistle, he just clapped his hands. He knew he had drawn them off with that long count. Ball will go into the hands, I'm going to say, of number 37 again. That's Nick Giovagnoli. Giovagnoli is going to be kept just shy of the goal line.
Very interesting inside run, too. Giovagnoli got the ball, and he did a little shake and bake before he even got to the yard line of scrimmage, but it proved him about a foot.
And this time it'll be Wooden, but there's no doubt about it. So Wooden manages to punch that one in. So that score coming at 3:19 of period number two. So we have seen ourselves lots of scoring. It's now 26-12, OHS over the Unitigo Spartans, as once again it's Wooden carrying that ball in from short yardage.
And they get a lot of, it's funny, they get a lot of the yards in the air on this drive, but they punch it in on the ground using their bread and butter.
So it will be, this time it's going to be Nick Giovagnoli. Giovagnoli goes on in, and that will up our score to 28-12 in favor of OHS over the Unitigo Spartans. Hang on to your hats, folks. We've still got lots more football for you on a Friday night on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Help wanted. The Sydney McDonald's has positions available for all shifts. The Sydney McDonald's offers flexible hours, competitive wages, discounted food, free uniforms, and more. No experience necessary. Join the number one team at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Stop in any day and ask for an application from one of our managers. Apply online if you can, or stop in for an application. Open interviews are held every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. The Sydney McDonald's is an equal opportunity employer. Open until 11 p.m. 7 days a week.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves and Matt Kaplan here at OHS. I have to laugh. I love watching Matt Robinson. He's a tall guy, 6'3", 165-pound sophomore. So he's not a, you know, he's a spindly guy. And he just does the neatest dance. He'll go up and tee up the ball and then takes these big, long, sweeping steps to go back about 10 or 11 yards to get in his starting position. It's just fun to watch. His kick this time was intended as an onside kick. It didn't go very far. It's only going to be up at about the 45-yard line. And the Spartans will take over from there, dropping back as Tyler Butler throwing on the run. His intended receiver down there was number 5, Cody Smith. Smith completes the pass as he gathers it in at the 39-yard line. Pickup of, we'll call it, about 7.
You know, it's funny, Harry, back to the kickoff, he runs back 10 or 12 yards, but he only kicked the ball about 5.
Oh, but this time.
Yeah, this time. This time,
he's put it in the end
previously,
zone on others.
He has.
This time, dropping back again, it's going to be Butler, and this time he will go down there intended, I believe. They're going to say it was for number 9, Kellen Komenda. And I guess they're going to say that Komenda bounces out of bounds, and as a result, it will be a long strike. It will bring up a 3rd, and we'll call it about 4.
Oh, that would have been a great catch if he had been able to keep control of the ball. It's funny, this team, the Unitego Spartans, they usually get their jobs done on the ground, but they can get it done in the air, too, and they're doing a very good job of it.
Tyler Butler was impressive last year when he decided to pass the ball. He can throw. He usually goes on the ground because they've got good running backs, but he does have the ability to throw. He does not necessarily always have good coverage in front of him. This time he attempts another fancy play. He draws a lot of blue jerseys and finally has to be dropped back down across the 40 to the 41-yard line. Loss of a couple on that play.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely have to go and throw on this play. It's 4th and 5. You know, you're down. There's 2 minutes left.
I noticed that you didn't try to diagram that play. Somebody blew through rather quickly. Okay, here we go. Here goes Butler. Ooh, he's going to be caught back in. Now they're going to throw it down, and I'm waiting to see what this is. This may be against Oneana. The flag was blown or thrown way back across midfield at about the 48-yard line. Butler threw the ball. They're going to say intentional grounding. That surprises me because Van Alstine was down here not that far away from the football.
It's very odd, Harry, because he did intentional grounding, but then he pointed toward the Oneonta side. So I'm not 100% sure what he's trying to say.
Well, we'll see here in a moment. They're going to pick that ball up, march it off against Oneonta. So the signal that came up here was an intentional grounding signal. Now, there may be something along the lines of personal foul that looks like intentional grounding. So that left me a little bit. I think it was roughing the passer
I think it was. I think he was trying to do roughing the passer.
I don't think either he doesn't do the signal very well, or I don't read it very well.
Or he had a hand in his pocket because he's breathing.
1:56 showing on the clock, period number 2, and it will be 1st and 10, and touchdown for the Unitego Spartans. This time, I want to make sure I get it right. I think that's Komenda down there again. I want to say number 9. Is it?
I have number...
You've seen Cody Smith on that one?
I have number 5, Cody Smith.
No, I won't argue. Whoever was doing the receiving that time, we'll say it's going to be number 5, Cody Smith.
But I don't know. I got my eyes on sale, so I'm not 100% sure.
You got your on sale. 1:49 is the time. 28-18 is our score. Unitego scoring here in the closing moments of period number 2.
And they spread out the field.
And it's going to be another passing situation. Tyler Butler, boom, puts it in there, but it's going to be picked off. That ball was picked off in there by Zach Pigeon. And Pigeon was all ready to run it back, but there was no sense, obviously. So, as a result, point after attempt, no good. Our score, the 10-point lead, 28-18, taken by the OHS Yellow Jackets over the Unitego Spartans. On your station for sports, WCDO.
Did you realize that over 85% of Americans own a cell phone, but only 48% own an individual life insurance policy? That leaves way too many families who will be unprotected if they suddenly lose a parent. That's why we'd also like to point out that 100% of State Farm agents offer life insurance. So if you're at a place where procrastination just meant motivation, use that cell phone of yours to call State Farm agent Rose Smith today at 563-3533.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Done by now.
1 minute, 49 seconds showing on the clock. That's all we've got left here until halftime. Harry Graves and Matt Kaplan here at Oneonta High School on a Friday night. OHS leading it by 10. Approaching the football, it's going to be a low end-over-end kick. It will be in there. That it will be down to about the 40, we'll call it the 38-yard line, run back to the 40 before they finally manage to bring it in.
What a terrific kicking performance, Harry. Every kick, it seems, is almost trying to be either an onside or a squib, trying to get them caught off guard. But, you know, what would really catch them off guard is if they kicked it far.
Cody Nichols, the man doing the kicking for the Unitego Spartans that time. Very short run back.
And now, Harry, do you think they're going to open it up with a few pass plays? There's only a minute 45 left.
Who knows? Brandon Lord keeping the ball on the ground. This time they're not going to get much running room at all in there as the ball will be brought up a couple of yards. We'll call it to the 43-yard line, second and about eight.
And that was by the captain, Bryce Wooden, 6'3", 205, trying to get it done with a minute and a half left in this first half.
Very brief equipment timeout on the field. Well, are you a Mr. Baseball fan now?
Oh, of course.
Oh, man.
You know.
That game last night, I'll tell you. No wonder St. Louis is abuzz, as they say. Man, you it's talk funny. About the sport that dreams are made of.
It's a great metaphor for life. Everything is always one pitch away, Harry.
Yep. So, again, it is going to be Mikatin in motion, and finally, Lord will be snapping the ball back and keeping it on the ground. Gain of a couple as Wooden will get up to the 45.
And that was that same old jet sweep that they've been trying the whole game that usually renders them more than a couple yards, but this time the Unitego defense was not fooled.
1 minute showing here in period number two. This ball game has moved right along. It has not had lots and lots and lots of breaks. It has had a reasonable amount of scoring. As you know, if you've been keeping the pencil, 28-18, OHS over Unitego. Now everybody's ready to go, and here goes Brandon Lord again. He'll put Jacob Mikatin in motion. He'll drop back. He wants to pass. Oh, he's got all the time in the world, and he's got a great target. Taharen Williams, 6'3", 205-pound junior, is the intended target that time. Easy reception as Brandon Lord just floated that football up ever so easily, and there was nobody around Williams.
And you know what? I think they're being a little bit of kind with that 205. He looks more like a linebacker trying to catch that pass.
He's a big boy. He's a big boy. So Conrad goes in motion, and once again the ball will be kept on the ground, and it is going to be a short game by Bryce Wooden as he will get back across the 35. And with that, we are going to have a very quick timeout. We'll keep it right here. What they're doing is they want to set things up. They've got 38 seconds left, and they simply want to set up the play and get everything going right. That gives me an opportunity to remind you that tomorrow we will have a Class C playoff doubleheader down at Ty Cobb Stadium in Endicott, New York. That is right next to Union Endicott High School. So we will have a game between Green and Newark Valley, that one coming up at noon. And then it's going to be Waverly against Sydney at 3 o'clock. Two games from that one location tomorrow. And we will broadcast both of them for you on WCDS. So make sure that you're right here. Or if you want to tempt the weather, why don't you just go on down? But I don't like that weather forecast. We may be seeing, this may be good weather compared to tomorrow.
Yes, and as you say that, Harry, Oxford has won 25-18 at Windsor High School.
25-18 is the final.
Great come from behind win for Oxford.
Oh, man. I want to thank the folks in Oxford for firing scores up to us. We're going to try out something tonight and see if it would work, and it seems to have worked rather well. The ball will be intended for Jacob Mikaton. Mikaton diving out of bounds as he tried to get his hands on the football. Couldn't quite do it. Now he tries to get the circulation back in his hands.
It's funny, Harry. I've been saying earlier, why are they running? They don't have that much time, but They're on their opponent's 36-yard line, and they have 55 seconds left.
Oh, yeah.
They have plenty of time.
Oh, no, they have lots of time. They just wanted to make sure that they had the timeout to set things and get everything going. So it is going to be Lord putting Mikaton in motion, and Mikaton will get the ball, and he is going to turn. Ooh, now there's a flag, and Mikaton's still on his feet. He is inside the 20. He's forced out of bounds at the 18-yard line. Now,
and you know, a flag in the backfield usually, and it does resemble some sort of holding penalty.
So it is going to be against the OHS Yellow Jackets. That will negate a fine run by Jacob Mikaton, Jr., 5'11", 155 pounds, and he was a speedster that time because he just took off, put the afterburners on, and he went around the left side of that line rather quickly.
And you know what, Harry, sometimes everyone gets so mad, they're saying, oh, what a great run, and then negated by a holding penalty, but most of the time that happens, the holding penalty was there, you know, to have the run. If their holding penalty never was there, there would have never been a great run.
29 seconds. Once again, Mikaton's going to go in motion, but this time it'll be a passing situation, and look out, downfield, way up in the air, number 82, Marcus Delgado. That ball started at the 43-yard line. A long pass to Marcus Delgado. And with that, the score becomes 34 for the OHS Yellow Jackets, 18 for the Unitigo Spartans. Kicking situation. Our old buddy Matt Robinson now doesn't go through his big long steps. He's ready to go, waiting for that snap. Boom! He puts the ball up, and it is going to be through.
First extra point of the game, Harry.
So the PAT, no, it's not the first PAT points, first PAT kick point.
Yes.
First PAT kick point coming here at 22 seconds remaining in period number two. So 35-18 is our score. You're listening to Friday Night Football on WCDO.
The Eggley Machine Company in Sydney proudly supports live high school sports on WCDO. Eggley Machine reminds all students that today's job market is highly competitive, so it's very important to complete your education. Prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career, no matter what field you're going into. Eggley Machine Company is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for other companies. Good luck to all our local teams this season from the Eggley family and Eggley Machine Company of Sydney.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Harry Graves along with Matt Kaplan here on a Friday night, a rather brisk one. This is the final week of the season for most of our teams. It is week number 9. Anybody who is successful in playoff games will get another opportunity. And we'll see that coming up tomorrow. Big, long steps taken by Matt Robinson as he dances his way back. Now he approaches the football. Low, end-over-end kick that is going to be down and touched by number 51, John Williams, 6 foot, 250-pounder for the Unitigo Spartans. The ball is not received in by him and controlled, and one of the Yellow Jackets comes down and tries to snare it away. But the officials are right there to say, nope, it's going to be Spartan ball.
Well, Harry, he's a lineman for a reason.
18 seconds remaining. Here we go. Ball first and 10, Unitigo. It's at the 42-yard line.
And based on their explosiveness of their passing game, I wouldn't get it past them if they can get some decent yardage with only 18 seconds left.
So Tyler Butler now looking off to the sidelines. He takes forever. Now he's ready to go, and he passes the ball intended for Travis Woods, but it's a little bit overthrown. It goes out of bounds. Woods goes back into the huddle, and it's down to 14 seconds.
And Woods, you could tell he was open, and he just looked the ball go right past him, and he was really upset about that.
Tyler Butler has that good arm, and he can throw the ball. He goes to the far sidelines, talks to the coaches over there, now comes back into the huddle, tells everybody what the play is going to be. You can almost bet your booty that it's going to be an in-the-air game again. Kellen Komenda goes into motion. The snap comes back, and it goes to Komenda. He gathers it in right about at the line of scrimmage and is going to be hit immediately. And he is down hard. Unitigo will call timeout. 6 seconds showing on the clock. That gives us the opportunity to remind you, tomorrow we will be on the air, believe it or not, in the morning. Noon kickoff tomorrow, so we'll be on the air somewhere in the neighborhood of 11:45 tomorrow at Ty Cobb Stadium in Endicott, New York. And then after that first game between Newark Valley and Green, and that could be a real dogfight.
Oh, yeah, oh, definitely.
Newark Valley knows how to win. Green knows how to win. They both feel that way. This, and they both have great football traditions. It could be a real dogfight. And then after that game is over and they have time to warm back up, we'll be right back on the air again with a game that's slated for 3 o'clock. We don't know if it'll actually get started at 3 or around there, but we'll have both of them for you tomorrow, Saturday football on WCDL. Well, we're ready to go here as we have just seconds remaining, 6 seconds on the clock. The snap goes back in there to Butler, and Butler attracts lots of blue jerseys, and he's finally going to be brought down at the 35. And with that, time has run out. So both teams head off of the field trying to get warmed up in the locker room. And we will be back with more football for you. This halftime is being brought to you by the folks at Morabito Energy Products, the area's full-service energy provider. Morabito's has this Rewards Plus program. It's a one-of-a-kind customer loyalty program designed to save you money and to give you more for your energy dollar. So call the folks at Morabito Energy Products. Sydney, 607-563-HEAT. You're listening to football on a Friday evening on WCDO.